Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Rutterstein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Rob, the question now for the Clippers is, where do they go from here? I'm going to tell you this, Rob, and this isn't any major revelation. I'd be shocked if you disagree with me. The championship window that opened when Kawhi Leonard went there with Paul George is closed. It's over. That's not happening. Because I think, Rob, when Kawhi Leonard comes back, whenever that is, because he's got the, meniscus tear, he might be, at this point, Rob, a bench player. Not because not good enough, but you've tried everything. Do your next try bringing him off the bench for 26 minutes a night and see if he can stay healthy as a sixth man? I don't know, but I do feel like, Rob, I am confident their championship window's closed. They blew it. Now, they only had one shot, and it was in the bubble. They blew it. That was the only postseason, Rob, they've really been healthy.
Right, and they Kawhi, were up 3-1 to Denver, and they lost.
3-1 Denver. I'm sorry. That was it. That was your one chance, and they haven't been healthy since. And, Rob, I mean, Kawhi, unfortunately, it's the same knee.
How long is Kawhi going to be
the
out?
ACL. I'm not sure. Rob G, let us know if you know. I know he's seeking rehab. The reports were that he's seeking rehab.
Rather options than surgery?
Well, I don't know if he's ruled out surgery, but the reports right now are that he's looking for rehab options. But, Rob, you know, you say it all the time. You don't – it's not like even Joel Embiid, who was unhealthy early in his career but was still young, Rob. I mean, Kawhi is about, 31, 32?
Right.
And it's the same knee he had to tear on. It's unfortunate. He's an all-time great. I don't know where you want to rank him. That's another conversation for another day. But he's just damaged good. So do you disagree with me that his window, their window, is closed for championships?
You know what? If he's coming, I don't know, Chris. You would assume there's no way he's going to be back in enough time to really make something happen with the Clippers and just their luck and what's happened. Why would we believe that in a year or whatever, I don't know how long this injury
He'll
is going to hurt him.
In June.
Okay. What's that?
He'll be 32 in June.
Yeah. to think that all of a sudden after another surgery and more time off that it's going to be fixed this time and he'll have a smooth sailing. Hard to believe that. So those are the reasons why it's hard to embrace the idea that they could win. But when I think about the West, I mean, as you said this past year, you didn't think it was that dominant. And Kevin Durant's getting older. LeBron is older. You know, like you start to look at some of these other teams. Is Memphis really there, Chris, yet? What about Denver? We have to wait and see. There's a lot of question marks in the West.
There's no juggernaut there.
Right. And even the Warriors at another year, who knows what happens with Draymond? Who knows what happens going forward? Maybe Klay's not happy because he's not going to get cashed out, you know, and all this other stuff. So you know, it's not like you said, a juggernaut that, oh, no, they got no shot at looking at it. But it's hard for me to even consider anything Clippers because of what's happened and just the bad luck. That's a franchise that did everything right. They hired the right coach. They were able to get put together
everybody
a roster.
Take Paul George and Kawhi Leonard.
Right. I mean, that when they were able to pull off the trade to get Paul George and get Kawhi Leonard, Chris, who had an easy street package to go to the Lakers. Yep. He's from suburban L.A. He could have played with the Lakers. He could have won with Anthony. They had room for Kawhi, Anthony Davis, and LeBron James. That's what they had available. Yep. And he turned that down. That was on his plate because he wanted to do it differently.
Absolutely.
And not
was on his go plate. Yep.
Yeah, not go, Chris, the easy route or whatever. I would have mad respect that he turned down what was a piece of cake. And they probably, Chris, they might have won three championships with those three if guys stayed healthy.
Yeah,
I'm saying if guys stayed healthy, right.
No, I mean, they certainly had the ability. There's no doubt. But, Rob, so here's my question. It sounds like I want to ask you, where do the Clippers go from here?
Home,
Kawhi,
dinner, maybe a show.
Kawhi and Paul George both have $45 million left on their deal next year, fully guaranteed. Then they have a player option for $49 million. They have the same contract. They're eligible for extensions right now, Rob, this offseason, but I would not extend them. I know they're going into the new arena in Inglewood, just minutes from where I used to stay when I was out there in L.A. But, Rob, I would not extend them. I would talk to people around the league about trading them. Now, I don't think you'll get any takers. I think, Rob, a championship contender that's right there would love to have a Kawhi Leonard. But they probably would be looking at him as a guy that would come off the bench and give us 24, 25 minutes a night and be great and win it that way. But even for that, Rob, I don't think they're going to pay him $45 million for that.
No, I just –
you're right? I don't think you'd be able to trade either of them. And so I think you run it back. And I don't think you'll win a championship, but you know, you'll be a good team, you'll be relevant, but I just don't see how you can. I just think you're running back. I think
you have to run it back because you talked about the opening of the new arena and all that other stuff, Chris. You're not going to gut the team or be like,
right, not for that.
You just can't do it. You just can't do it. And if you're the owner, and your front office people, you're disappointed. Like, what did we do wrong to the basketball gods that this just keeps happening to us? And it's not just – we get the Kawhi stuff, but then the Paul George.
Right. Like, he hasn't been healthy either for the most part.
That's the other one, Chris. Okay, yep. Kawhi, we knew we got it, but he had a bad wing when we got him. You know what I mean? Or we knew it. We rolled the dice. We already knew what was happening, but then Paul George was a young guy too, you know, and he can't stay healthy. It's just
– And, Rob, they had a shot, which is more than you can say for Brooklyn. These are very similar situations. Kawhi largely dictated – now, he was recruited by the Clippers, of course, whereas Durant was just – called him up and said, look, Kawhi or Kyrie and I are coming to Brooklyn. But Kawhi had a lot to do with it. He dictated terms, right? Go get Paul George and I'll come to you. And neither one worked out, Rob. This worked out more than Brooklyn.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask?
Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
Our next guest is a senior writer for The Athletic, covers the NFL draft. We welcome in Nick Baumgartner. Nick, welcome to the iCouple.
What's happening, Nick?
Not much, guys. How are we doing?
We are great. We are great. Excited about tomorrow's draft. Of course, everyone is, you know, looking forward to the quarterbacks and where they're selected. It feels like it's pretty clear cut that who's going number one, I should put it that way. Is that your feeling, that it's a done deal? It will be Bryce Young from Alabama, number one?
Yeah, I mean, it sure feels like it. I haven't seen or heard anything from anybody I would trust that
right,
would
other than Reddit,
otherwise.
Right? We'll get to that. Yeah, we'll ask you about that. Don't play it
yet. Other than Will Levis's roommate or whatever it was, right? So, but no, I think all signs have pointed to that since Carolina made the trade, and Bryce is he's the best guy on the board. I think that's if you've really studied it, that's kind of easy to see. So, some flaws there, of course, but, he's a special kid. So we'll see how it goes, but that would be my pick.
Let's talk about the quarterbacks in the draft and how much of a crapshoot it really is. I mean, Chris and I talk about it all the time on this show. A lot of guys fail. A lot of guys wind up bust. The Jets right. have drafted a couple quarterbacks that haven't worked out. Sam Darnold's on his ninth team this year. Just think about that. Why is it so hard to pick a quarterback? And a lot of these guys have played at major colleges and put up numbers, and people thought they were something special.
Yeah, it's the mental part, I think, that you just cannot predict. And that's, a lot of the thing with C.J. Stroud, those F2 scores get leaked, right. And that's when people freak out on him, right? But, like, so much of that is a little bit of an overreaction, but so much of that's valid because, like, we don't know how you're going to act when it's really real. And we know that, you can play at a major college, like if you're C.J. Stroud or Justin Fields, he has a similar issue. And you can beat teams 70 and up every week, and you're barely getting – nobody's coming after you. And it's just a different world when failure is sort of like what is happening all the time, and you're having to solve your way around it. Like, that's the NFL. I mean, and so it's just really difficult to predict how a kid is going to respond mentally. Like, Anthony Richardson is like – if he fixes his, accuracy issues and takes care of all those little things and is mentally tough enough, then he's the best player in this draft. I'm not sure that it's arguable, right? But we can't predict what we haven't seen yet, and that's the hardest part with the quarterbacks.
Let me just follow up here.
Okay.
Let me just do a quick follow-up. Can you improve on accuracy? Like some guys can't find the strike zone. Can you improve on your accuracy?
Right. I think that's a great question, and it's like one that I think multiple people would give you multiple answers, but I think you can. I think that you can improve on your feet. You can, because that's where it all starts. I think that's most throwing, and that would be the same with baseball, right? It's your feet, your mechanics,
right,
and everything else. And I think that as long as you're consistent with that and just sort of mentally doing all of the things like in a routine, then you can get better. However, like, your navigation of the pocket and your ability to sort of really sense and process, like, that sort of is what it is. And I think some of that is just, like, that doesn't really improve that much. It's just you get better habitually, right, like, at doing it every day. And so I think that you can get better at it, but the reason why people have these hesitations is it's just, like, you can't get that much better. You have to be pretty accurate to begin with, or it's kind of a non-starter.
Well, that's why, look, you brought up Anthony Richardson, and I know everybody's going gaga over him because he did a somersault at the combine and all that, but I get that he's a fantastic athlete. And this is an overstatement, but I mean, that doesn't mean you're going to be a great quarterback. And he hasn't shown us yet that he has all those intangibles, accuracy being, something that's an issue. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, if it were this simple, you just take the great athletes and put them at quarterback. I mean, why? What are people around the league saying about this? Is a little baffling to me. I get his ability, but athleticism's never been like the number one thing for a quarterback in the NFL.
No, but I think like in this case, with you, when you put all of it on the table, and you've got a 6'4", 250-pound guy who can do what he can do as an athlete and has the arm, and if you can mold him, it's the ultimate. Anthony Richardson is like the ultimate quarterback nerd's coach dream, right? Like, I could fix anybody. If I could build a guy in a lab, physically, it would be him because there's not any weaknesses to his physical whatever. There's nothing he cannot do on a football field. But, it's like you said, Chris, I mean, like, we have one season with him, 12 games, and it wasn't a great 12 games. It was not, scintillating. There were some moments in there that were amazing, but there were some moments in there that are just really hard to unsee. So, whoever does take him, and I would argue the same for Levis, like, you better have a plan. You better have a really good coach, a really good QB coach. Like, I'd want a veteran around him, too, that I would trust. Like, you're going to have to really wrap your arms around him because I think that's part of the package.
With Stroud, you mentioned the S2 test, and he didn't perform well on that. If you've talked to people in the league about that, I mean, is this really that alarming to the point where, like, I actually have liked him. He's the guy I like best in the draft.
Is he dropping
because of that or what?
See, I think that could be, you know, that could be a little bit of BS. I mean, because I think that's nothing that you haven't seen on his tape. You know what I mean? Like, that's two scores. That would confirm, like, Bryce Young had the best one. And, of course, he did. Because if you watch his tape, you know, his processing, I mean, Bryce Young's making throws before guys even make the bridge, right? Like, he's next level with it. But Stroud, he had some of that hiccupy stuff in the pocket. I mean, he took a little while. And what that test is trying to measure is how fast you're sort of seeing things before they develop. And, you know, so I think that, you know, again, some of that can be coached around and some of that can be improved, you know, around it, I guess. But that's part of who he is, and that's also what you saw on tape. So that really shouldn't be a shock to anybody, and I don't really think it is. And I think that's probably how teams are looking at it.
How about just somebody that people aren't giving a lot of love to? Will we have any surprises in the first round, or somebody has moved up enough that people were sleeping on them?
You know, I guess it's interesting, the running backs in this class. You know, I know everybody hates the running back situation.
Right, nobody wants to draft a running back in the first round, definitely.
This is a good running back class, guys. Like, not just Bijan Robinson. Like, he's definitely a first-round pick. But Jahmyr Gibbs, the kid there that played with Bryce Young at Bama, before he got hurt, he was electric, and he has showed some big time stuff there. I think he ran a 4.3 something, 4.36, 4.35. He's another one that I think could slip in there. Adebuware, the kid from Northwestern, who's a freaky defensive end who put up some crazy strength numbers. I think some teams really love him, and I wouldn't be shocked if he slipped in there too. It's a weird draft. A lot of really good players, but like everybody has a flaw. You know what I mean? So it's a weird draft, but not a bad draft.
Everybody's excited in New York about Aaron Rodgers going there now, but they need to shore up that offensive line. You think they'll be able to do that in this draft? I'm sure that's their number one priority.
What do they have, 18, Cricks? What pick do they have?
15.
Yeah, they traded with Green Bay, so I think actually that's not a bad spot there. I think that both sides work out well in that trade because New York is still in good shape. They have enough picks to where even if they want to move up a couple picks to make sure they get Skoronski or Paris Johnson, they can do that. Like, because that was my thought with them, you know, a month ago when I mocked it out. I was like, well, if you're going to get Rodgers, then you need to go up and get the best tackle right now. Like, go get him because you're trying to win a Super Bowl. So I think they can still do that. I think they're in a really good shape to do that if they want to, or if the board plays the way they want it and somebody falls, which is also possible.
All right, that's Nick Baumgartner, the Athletic senior writer. Excellent stuff, Nick.
Thanks,
we appreciate
Nick.
Your time.
Thanks for the knowledge. We appreciate you.
You bet, fellas. Take care.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
Interesting story in The Athletic today, and talked about Deion Sanders, and we all know now that he's coaching the Colorado Buffaloes, the University of Colorado, in the NCAA football, left Jackson State to go there. And Rob, The Athletic talked to several of Deion's former players because, you know, he made no, you know, secret of the fact that he was overhauling this roster when he got there, okay? When he first got to the team, their first meeting, he said this, "I'm bringing my luggage with me, and it's Louis Vuitton. I want y'all to get ready to go ahead and jump in that portal, the transfer portal. The more you jump in, the more room you make, for, presumably for other players, obviously." So, Rob, this is what a few players have said. I mean, they've had 23 players enter the transfer portal or announce that they will. 51 have said they will enter the portal. No other program has lost more than 29 players. So they've had a lot of guys that are leaving. And here's what a few of the players, anonymously, of course, said about Deion. One said, "I'm not sure he knew the names of half the kids he got rid of. He was worried about who he brought in. If you were on the 1-11 team," and they were 1-11 last year, "it seemed like he didn't really care about us at all. He already said he was going to get rid of 25 to 30 of us, and that's exactly what he did." Rob, look, you hate to see college kids, you know, go through this, but the transfer portal is there, and kids are using it whether they get a new coach or not. There is a new rule, Rob, that a new coach coming in can cut players, but the players get to keep their scholarship. And so I look at it this way, Rob.
I think that's fair.
I agree. Like, Deion Sanders coming here to win. He's not coming to coddle you. He's not coming to pat you on the back. He's not coming. He wants you to get a good education. But his job is to make the football team win. Rob, they have had one winning season in the last 16 years. Okay? I'm sorry. They were 1-11. I'm not mad at Deion. And the kids, look, they can go to another school and play. If you don't get picked up, maybe you're not a Division I player. Maybe you go Division I AA. Maybe you go Division II. But I got to be honest, man. I don't have a problem. These kids are still going to be able to get their education somewhere. Like you said, they get the scholarship. And so he's trying to build a winning team, man. And they were 1-11. Of course he's trying to bring in different players. And Rob, quickly before you go, when he got to Jackson State, All right. They had been 4-8 the season before he got there. 2 years later, they were 12-1, and he left there with a 27-6 record, including 20-3 in the conference and two conference championships. So I don't know if he'll have that same success at Colorado, but I mean, Rob, they were 1-11. This is competitive big time football. Don't tell me you don't think Nick Saban and Urban Meyer when he was coaching and Ryan Day and all these guys, Kirby, you know, all these guys, that they aren't business about business like this. So, you know, I don't really have a big problem with it. As long as the kids can get their education,
I don't know what
somewhere.
They expect. What did they expect? He wouldn't have got the job if they were winning, Chris.
Right.
So when you have a coach, you got to make changes. You just said it. You're 1-11. Stop. Stop belly aching. That's why there was a coaching change. Right. That's why there needs to be players. This is what happened. You know the game when you go in. Guess what, Chris? When they I don't know how long the other coach was. When that guy came in to Colorado, he also moved on from other players. Like, yep. This is what happens. When those guys got picked up or recruited, Chris, they replaced other guys there.
Yep.
Now they're just – the only difference is
– it's dog eat dog, right?
Right.
You go in there, you're trying to take somebody's position.
Right. Is that Deion has a bigger target on his back, and everybody knows Deion, so it's easy to go, oh, he doesn't care about us. And dude, you've had coaches walk out on teams, Chris, before their bowl games. All that's to stop.
Great point.
He's not doing anything new. He's just a higher profile guy. That's what he is.
Totally agree. And he's won everywhere. NFL is a player, obviously. Jackson State. And they, Rob, if he's nice to the guy, and I don't mean you got to be mean, and I'm sure he hasn't been, you know, rude and all that. But if you just go in there and you make a bunch of friends with the players and you're nice to them, but you don't win, guess what? They're going to fire Deion. All right?
Right.
And so his job is to win, period. I really got no problem. This is big time. And we know, Rob, this is why we're glad that, you know, the kids are getting paid with the NIL. And I think there should be more coming with the NCAA because they're getting off scot-free right now. But it's professional to some degree. The coaches are paid like professionals. The broadcasters, the administrators, they're all paid like professionals. The athletic directors, everybody's paid like professionals except the players. And now they're getting a little bit of something. So this is it. And like I said, the kids can get the education. You keep the scholarship or you go play somewhere else. And, Rob, let's flip it. What if, you know, they brought in Deion and a lot of the players didn't like him? Like just didn't want to play for him from the get-go. Oh, he's got no experience. He coached at a lower level. What are we doing? I'm here. I'm in the Big 12. We're supposed to have better coaching. You know, this guy don't know what he's doing. And they left. Would people be feeling for Deion then?
Exactly. Nope. And that's the whole thing is that this is a lot to do about nothing. And I'm not trying to belittle the players who are being displaced and have to move on, Chris. But this happens quite often when a new coach takes over. He brings in his own guys.
Yep.
That's what they do. They bring in their own quarterback. They got the job. No one's going to hire a coach, pay him that kind of money and say, but you got to play with the same players who were here last year. That doesn't make
sense.
Especially
when you're 1-11. Be better. I mean, it's not participation trophies anymore. It's not the YMCA. It's not Pop Warner. CYO. This is the big time football. And Rob, like I said, don't tell me you think Saban, and I don't even mean this in a negative way, but in certain respects, isn't cutthroat. We saw Urban Meyer, Rob.
Yep.
It's about winning. And Deion knows if he goes there and doesn't win, it's going to be on him.
Yep. I mean, that's just how it is. You got to expect it. You got to make changes. That's why they brought you in. Things weren't working. They weren't getting the best out of the players that they had. Colorado, when you go and get a big name like that and pay them big money, you're expecting results, Chris. And if you if Deion doesn't perform, then it's going to be a problem.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.